CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein. 1,400 Hydro One customers are out of power this morning, according to the power company's website. The outage spans from Belgrave down as far as Park Hill. Hydro One says crews have been dispatched, but there's no estimated restoration time or cause known at this time. Wellington County OPP continue to investigate a double fatal crash near Drayton. On Sunday at 7:30 p.m., officers responded to a three-vehicle crash at the intersection of 12th Line and Side Road 16 in Mapleton Township. It was reported that a white coupe, a silver minivan, and a red pickup truck hauling a trailer were involved. The lone occupant of the white coupe, an 18-year-old male from Mount Forest, and a passenger in the pickup, a 44-year-old female from Alma, were both pronounced dead at the scene. A 13-year-old passenger from the pickup was airlifted to a trauma center with life-threatening injuries. The three other occupants in the pickup were taken to a local hospital with minor injuries. The three occupants in the minivan did not need immediate medical attention. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact Wellington County OPP or Crime Stoppers. Wellington County OPP are also looking for a woman who hasn't been seen since Monday afternoon. Police say her name is Ayana and she was last seen in Mount Forest around 2:40. She's 39 years old and described as 5'8" and was last wearing a blue jacket and green pants. Officers want to confirm her safety and well-being. A photo is available on our website. The Bayfield Lions Home and Lifestyle Show is returning to the village this weekend. Ian Matthew, president of the Bayfield Lions Club, says there's tons to look forward to.
Features a diverse range of exhibitors like RVs, indoor and outdoor furniture, sheds, lines, appliances, financial services, contractors, pest control, and more. It's a show of the local community business folks who offer services and products into our community.
The show takes place Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Bayfield Community Center. Dinner on Durham will offer a unique dining experience in Walkerton this summer. Kinnett spokesperson Christine Brandt says tables and chairs will be set up in the middle of Durham Street for a community meal July 27th.
This event is great for the town. There's nothing else like it happening in our area that we're aware of. So the whole event is formal but not fussy. So we ask all of our guests to dress in black and white attire, and everything in terms of decor, flowers, the glassware, the table settings, everything is a black and white theme.
The event will support the Walkerton and District Food Bank. There are still tickets available at walkertonkinets@gmail.com. The GOJHL Sutherland Cup playoffs are now set following the Fort Erie Meteors Game 7 win over the Caledonia Corvairs last night, 5-3. Fort Erie joins Listowel and St. Mary's in the round robin. Each team will play each other home and away, and the top two teams will play a best of seven series for GOJHL supremacy. The schedule will be revealed soon, and CKNX will continue to cover every Listowel Cyclones game. A huge win for the Blue Jays on Jackie Robinson Day. The Jays rode another excellent performance from Chris Bassett on the mound to a 3-1 win. Bassett went 6 1/3 deep, allowing 4 hits, 1 earned run, and 5 strikeouts. Alejandro Kirk hit an RBI double, and Luis Gil walked in a run as the Yankees starter struggled for command. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa had the other RBI for Toronto. Caitlin Clark admitted she was a bit nervous before being chosen with the number one pick in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever, even though it was no surprise. The former Iowa star became a household name among basketball fans during her record-breaking college career, and she will now try and help revive the Indiana franchise along with last season's number one pick, Aaliyah Boston. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.